Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
About 7 minutes until 7 o'clock in the morning on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 44 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
So we're in the middle of celebrating our 80th anniversary here at WRHI. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, you'll notice we have a new backdrop celebrating our 80 years of broadcasting. And in the center of the picture, we've got a nice 80th anniversary sign. And our friends at 321 Signs and Graphics, they worked on that one. And then Ellis Beam, the owner, was just telling us what are some other projects that they're working on. And Ellis, we're so excited to have you here on Palmetto Mornings for the first time. Good morning to you and welcome.
Glad to be here.
So you redid this sign for us that sits behind me here. And yes. You saying you do a lot of internal signs? Like what are we talking about when we talk about internal signs? So something simple as that?
We do a lot of interior signs, ADA, which is the Disability Act, where it allows signs having to have Braille and tactile letters, mainly for government buildings, hospitals, because they're a requirement for government money to have those requirements on their signage. So we could do that. We could do logos on the back of the walls. But the great thing about it, like the sign you have behind you, see, they just came to me and just gave me a picture and says, hey, this is what we want. So we designed the ribbon. We picked the font. We actually created that look to give it. And that's what – I love design because that's where my whole background is. So –
Well, you're very talented, my man, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. We'll say that after you leave, too. Is that good?
Yeah, that works.
You also wrap your vehicles. So if you're a business and you want to wrap your vehicle, and what's all involved in that? Do they need to submit to you their idea, or do you just have a talk with the customer, and then you kind of design it, give it?
An interview would be great, even over the phone. If they could send us a logo, if they could send us some photos and maybe just give us an idea or a direction to go in, we can create a design for them to look at to see if that's what they want for their vehicle. Or do we need to change it? Or we need to move this or move that? If they want to come in and sit down with us, we have two other designers waiting for somebody to work with. Or you could call and we could just do everything over the phone. You can bring your vehicle in, we get it wrapped, and out it goes. It's pretty easy and simple.
Wow.
Do you feel like then, once now we know this, that people just look at what you all do, maybe 321 Signs and Graphics, and we'll say, all they do is this is print the sign and slap it on and then just move right along. It sounds like it's a more detailed experience for the customer, and like you are doing it from the ground up, like right there in-house. It's not like a third party you're sending it out to.
No, we do. I don't know any sign company that can do 100% of everything in-house, but we do what we do best in-house, and we let other people who do what they do best do that part. Having tactile letters and Braille printed on acrylics and things, that's something I do have done outside, but they do a well job of it. But we design it in-house. So we take the concepts, or we create the concepts for the customers if they need it, and then we move on to actually how we're going to create it, how we're going to manipulate, execute it, and how we're going to get it installed to get it done.
Where exactly are y'all located, Ellis?
We're located in Chester, but we try to cover our areas is York, Chester, Fairfield, Union, Lancaster, the surrounding counties. So we have a bigger footprint than just the town that we're in.
That's fabulous.
Well, you listed all local counties, and that's why our Toys for Happiness has been so successful for the last 38 years. You're one of the many business leaders that get behind this campaign every year. You certainly are very busy this time of year, Ellis. What was it, though, about Toys for Happiness that you all said, hey, we've got room in our portfolio to add this to our community involvement?
Well, you know, kids are our future. And the thing about it, the children, is that this time of season, it seems like it's for the kids. It's about the kids. You're making memories because we all have fond memories of this time of year from being a kid. I don't know about that as much as an adult, but as an adult, I love to see the kids, you know, eyes light up when they get gifts and when they understand what it's all about. I think that's pretty great.
I think it's fun to shop for somebody else, especially in this case for someone you don't really know. So you hopefully their reaction, and it always is so, you know, they're generous and they're so excited for it. But there is a little bit of mystery when you do some shopping like this for kids, and you get to have fun, right? And especially no matter how old you are, it is fun to go down the toy aisle to see what's still popular now, what's come back again, and you get to feel like a kid again. And that's what the Christmas season's all about. Ellis, if folks want to get something done for Christmas for their loved ones, is time running out or is the deadline already passed there for you all?
For Christmas, we're pretty much done. Okay. We pretty much have our last week booked and we're good. But for January, we're open.
So okay.
Please
all right.
Give us a call.
IOU. So if
that's
they
right.
Open up that present, just do an IOU and they can go and see you at the first of the year and you can get that picture up on the wall.
Yes, we can.
Or on the car or wherever else you want to put it.
That's right. That's true.
And bring them the picture that you took on your phone. Don't do it on social media.
That's right.
Kind of dilutes the picture a little bit, Ellis was telling us.
We got an education this morning.
Oh, man. All right. Well, it's Ellis Beam. He is the owner of 321 Signs and Graphics, one of our many Toys for Happiness sponsors. And Ellis, we certainly appreciate it, sir. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.